Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Friday, November 28th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill, and this is the weekend edition of the Instagram Stories. Today on the show, we're going to hear from a listener named Nina, who left a fantastic review. We're also going to talk about Meta Verified. If you didn't know, Meta Verified includes the ability to post links in Reels. I'm bringing this up because I'm seeing people post about it like it's news, except it's not news. We've had this ability for at least 18 months. We'll talk about it. Also, Leah Haberman of the In Case You Missed It email newsletter stops by. Her and I talk social media news. To start with, here's the fantastic review of the show that I got from Nina.
Your new social media BFF. You know that one friend who always gives the best advice? That's what Daniel Hill's podcast feels like. This podcast is an absolute must-listen if you're into social media and entrepreneurship. Daniel is such a great host, and every episode is packed with solid tips and real-world examples you can start using right away. I love how he makes complex topics super easy to grasp, whether you're a total pro or just trying to figure out your Instagram game. Seriously, I walk away from every episode with new ideas and a boost of energy. This podcast has become a non-negotiable part of my routine. If you want to level up your social media skills and stay ahead of the game, this is the one. Thanks for all the hard work, Daniel. Keep it up. 5 stars.
Thank you, Nina, for that fantastic review. If you would like to leave a review and perhaps get it featured on the show, the best place to do that is in Apple Podcasts. If you are listening on a smart speaker or you don't have access to Apple Podcasts, I include a link in the show notes so that you can get there directly. You could do it through a web browser instead. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about links in Reels through Meta Verified, which is not news. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's talk about the topic of Meta Verified and links in Reels. There is a social media person who is quite knowledgeable and has, in fact, been on my podcast, who I saw posted on Threads that Instagram and Facebook will now let you add links to Reels, but only if you pay for Meta Verified. The description includes how many Reels with links you can post per month. So the standard tier of Meta Verified, you get 0 Reels with links per month. The plus tier, you have 2 Reels that you can add links to per month. The premium tier, you can add 4 Reels with links per month. And the maximum tier allows you to post 6 Reels with links per month. When I saw this post on Threads, I felt like it wasn't new, but I had to go back and check my notes because Instagram adds features so fast and they change things so quickly. That's why I do this show, so I can stay on top of it so you don't need to. That's basically the premise of the show. We'll get into that another time. So I went back and looked, and the amount of links you can add to Reels has been exactly the same since May 2024. The only difference is the Meta Verified options have gone up in price. That's the main thing. Back when these tiers originally rolled out in May 2024, you could get the Business Plus, which allowed 2 links in Reels per month for $44.99. That's now gone up to $49.99. Not a huge jump. The next tier, Business Premium, which allowed you to have links in Reels in 4 videos per month, was $119.99 per month. Now it's $149 per month. And the Business Max plan, which allowed you to add links to 6 Reels per month, was $349. Now it is $499. So that's gone up $150. That's the main difference in what we're talking about here. If you want to add links to Reels, Meta Verified is the way to do it. You have to pay for the privilege, but that's how you can do it. And just to recap and sum it all up, this is not news. The only news here is that the price has gone up and Meta wants more money for the privilege. All right, let's move on. Today's episode features an interview with Leah Haberman from the In Case You Missed It email newsletter, which is a fantastic way to stay up on all the social media news that you need to know about. I specifically focus on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and YouTube. I also talk about edits. Any more than that, and my brain really starts to hurt. I just can't track that many platforms at once. Leah does, and she does it in a fantastic manner. Here's the interview that I did with Leah. Today on the show, we have Leah Haberman. Leah, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Leah, for people who are not familiar with you, can you please tell us who you are and what it is that you do?
Yes. So briefly, I write a newsletter called In Case You Missed It, or ICYMI, that recaps social and influencer marketing headlines every Friday and adds a little bit of my perspective as both having been on the media and the marketing side for all of my career, mostly working in-house at brands, but I've also worked for creators and helping them run marketing for their businesses. So I'm a little bit all over the place. I think like both sides of the fence, from editorial, organic social to marketing, done a little bit of paid event production. But I put out this newsletter, I teach at UCLA, and I consult with a bunch of brands.
I love that all. I'm very familiar with you because I've been reading your newsletter for some time. I think you've really broken quite a few things over the past, I'll say, year or so into the media in terms of either getting the scoop or uncovering it first, what have you. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I'm sorry for not remembering exactly what it is that you broke, but I remember them being big scoops at the time.
Sure. Yeah. So scoops are hard to come by. Oh. I think the best scoop that I had was when a creator who got a kind of a pitch from Meta about Threads shared that pitch with me. It was top secret. Nobody had seen it yet. There were rumblings of a new app coming out from Meta, but nobody had seen it. So I got the first screenshot of what that was going to look like and kind of the official pitch that Meta went out to big publishers, creators that they wanted to make sure were onboarded on Threads right from the get-go. So that was probably the biggest scoop that I ever got. And I think having it come from a creator was even more valuable. I think it wasn't packaged in Meta pitching it, like their comms team or PR or whatever. So it was very much from the creator's perspective of like, hey, look, I got this news from Meta and here's a screenshot. And yeah, so it was really interesting. I think I gained like 1,000 followers overnight on that, did interviews, network TV, and all kinds of different outlets. So that one was super exciting. A lot of the other scoops I get are things that maybe the platform will let me know. At this point, all of the platforms will occasionally let me know like a week in advance, hey, heads up, this is coming out next week. You can't talk about it until whatever day at whatever time, but just giving notice that this is kind of coming down the pipeline. Those are cool because I appreciate those as well, but it is, you've got to turn it around really fast. Sometimes they give you like a couple of minutes notice. Sometimes they give you a day's notice. Sometimes they give you a week's notice. Those are really great because I can pre-write the newsletter. But I think the first time one of the platforms gave me advance notice, I was so nervous about sending it out before. They give you an embargoed time. So like you cannot release this news until 6 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever it is. And I was so nervous that I couldn't schedule the newsletter because I thought, what if it goes out early and this platform is pissed at me and I never get an exclusive again? So I got up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, had everything ready to go and just waited to like push that button to send. But it all worked out and like there haven't been any disasters yet.
I would have done the same thing, to be honest with you, because I guarantee that if I had scheduled the post, I would have had my account set to the wrong time zone. I would have been in London time instead of New York. And I know I would have messed it up personally. So I respect the waking up early to make sure it was done at the right time.
Yeah. And I'm in LA, so I always have to go back and forth. Like you said, East Coast, West Coast, Greenwich Mean Time, whatever it is, you're double, triple checking that, okay, if I'm on Pacific time, like what time is that supposed to go out? And it's always early here, obviously, because West Coast. So it always ends up being at something like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, we're going to pause for a quick second, take a break. When we come back, Leah is going to talk about some of the features that she's shared in her newsletter that she thinks are actually meaningful and important for you to use on the variety of social media platforms that she covers. Stick around. Welcome back. I'm talking with Leah Haberman of the In Case You Missed It email newsletter, where she covers all the social media news. Here's more of my interview with Leah. I would love to talk about some of the features that you've talked about in your newsletter. Before we dive into maybe the most recent newsletter or some recent features, are there features that Instagram, TikTok, X, other platforms have released that really you think are meaningful and sort of impact the social media landscape, the way we look at it? I know that's kind of a big question. So,
okay, let's go platform by platform. TikTok, new features. I think the emphasis on photos is interesting. I think the fact that they're going to be rolling out TikTok Notes, which is going to be a separate photo app, is interesting. Just this week, I got a new tab on my TikTok feed that's called the Explore tab. I did some digging around and it turns out that everything that's on the Explore tab is a photo carousel. So again, this kind of emphasizes TikTok wanting to move beyond just video to also an emphasis on photos. That I think is really interesting in them trying to reposition themselves as like, it's not just a video app. It's not just a shopping app. It's not just a photo app. It's all things to all. They want to be all things to all people. So I think that's interesting.
Wait, can I just pause you for 1 second? I agree with you that that is interesting because Instagram has gone so far away from photos in terms of you have to make reels, you have to do video. And for people who just want to be photographers and just share those moments with photos, it feels like you are on the far back burner in Instagram's world. So for TikTok to kind of take that and amplify that, I think is a very interesting play and positioning in comparison to the way Instagram is moving toward video. Sorry, please continue.
Oh, no, absolutely. Every time one of them does something, you certainly have to compare and contrast with what the other platform's doing. So let's skip to Instagram and look at how they're going to be changing the recommendation ranking for Reels. That's news that came out earlier this week. So previously, larger creators tended to benefit from the size of their audience for their Reels getting visibility, and then those Reels making it into the recommendation sections. So that's in feed, Reels feed, and the Explore page on Instagram. Now Instagram is saying, we are going to allow smaller creators to break through. We are going to surface their content in all of these recommendation areas so they get more of a chance, more exposure to their Reels, more of a chance to grow. And they also talked about how they're going to try and deprioritize aggregators who, not necessarily accounts, like if you think about food accounts, sports accounts, things that are meaningfully transforming content, whether they're doing a green screen or they're talking about somebody else's content, they're attributing the content back to the original creator. So those people aren't going to get hurt, but people that are ripping off other people's reels will be deprioritized. So the interesting thing there is, I think Instagram is looking at if there is a TikTok ban, if for some reason TikTok disappears, making, or even if it doesn't disappear, I think they're trying to make Instagram more welcoming to somebody that might have been on TikTok and thought, oh, it's going to be really hard for me to grow on Instagram. Platform's so much more established. There's so many bigger creators there that have been there for years. They have these really large established audiences. I think in kind of, I don't know, waving like a white flag and saying, hey, come on over to Instagram. If you're just getting started or a smaller creator, you don't have a huge audience, it's okay. We're going to help your reels surface to more people. I thought that was really interesting. And it's hard to look at it without thinking about TikTok and what that impact might be and how they're going to try and lure over some TikTokers who might previously have thought it is too hard to grow on Instagram. And Instagram is saying, no, it's not. Come on over. Like, this is a good place to be if you're a small creator.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I think it's fascinating for a couple of reasons, but I see a lot of people saying reach is down. And every time Adam Mosseri talks and he makes a video, the question is always reach is down. What can I do? And I realized recently there's two things that people are saying when they say reach is down. Either they can't reach their own followers, people who have tried to follow them who aren't seeing their posts, or they want to be amplified in the algorithm and they used to be, or they're not getting as much amplification in the algorithm to non-followers as they want. And I think Adam's videos are often geared toward the first type, but this announcement is geared toward the second type, the people who want to be seen by people who don't follow them. And that's where TikTok shines, right? If you make a video and it does really well and it goes to the For You page and it explodes and your whole life changes or whatever, that's something that Instagram historically has not been as great at for just surfacing videos that would not be watched otherwise. So I think this announcement, to your point, is 100% in competition with TikTok. If there's a ban, how do we show people Instagram's just as good? And I really like the way you explained that.
Yeah. And I will say Instagram did do that 8 years ago. There used to be, I think like in the golden, I would say the golden days of, if you want to be a really big Instagram creator, go back in time, get on the platform from like 2014 to 2017. That was the era when you really could grow. But yeah, to your point, they don't really do it anymore. And just to clarify, I don't even think a ban is necessary. I think it's just as creators are looking around, as brands are looking around and thinking about, okay, we need to diversify. We can't just be on TikTok. I think, yeah, this is making it very appealing for people to go over to Instagram.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to stop the interview there. If you want to hear more about Leah's take on other platforms, check out the rest of the interview, which I will link to in the show notes. You can watch it on YouTube if you want to see the interview in a video format, or I'll link to the audio as well. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you need to know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.